Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. Jesus said, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." In Jesus' day, it was the wedding custom that just after the Jewish couple was engaged, the groom would go to prepare a home or room for his bride. Then, upon returning to the bride's home, he would sweep his lady off her feet and take her to their wedding ceremony. Part of this sounds very romantic. A bride waiting expectantly, not quite sure when her beau will come. Surely, the young woman had great confidence that her fiancé would return to pick her up for the wedding, after which they would have a glorious life together. But there must have been a little doubt as she waited so eagerly while hours, even days, passed by. Jesus understood that after he left the earth, the hope of his followers for his return could easily slip from sure faith to nagging doubt. So, just before he died, Jesus explained that they could be confident in their hope in him. No matter how long the delay, Jesus would return and take them to heaven with him. Jesus gives this sure promise to all who have hope in him. "I am going to my Father's house to prepare a place for you. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." You might be hoping to get a raise, or that your team wins the World Series, or even that you have found the right someone. Yet, with all our dreams and hopes, we can never be sure. Relationships can go sour, jobs can get cut, or teams can fizzle out during the stretch. What makes Jesus so amazing is that we can put our complete confidence in him and know that he will never fail us. Not now, not forever. In Jesus, we have true hope. Jesus, focus my faith on your promise that you will return to take me to the glorious heavenly home you are now preparing for me and all believers. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.